in the app. DQ.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Human remains discovered by a hiker in a wooded part of Wyandotte County were confirmed to be a man who disappeared from Kansas City, Kansas in 2021. 32-year-old Justin Sywek had been reported missing since Father's Day, June 20th of 2021. Officials say there is still much work to be done to determine what led to his death. And summer vacation is around the corner, and with that comes more outdoor activities for school children.
After much-needed rain in southwest Kansas, Mead Lake State Park is hosting its annual Outdoor Kansas for Kids Day on Saturday. Kids up to 18 can participate in various activities, including sandcastle competition, fishing derby, barrel train ride, corn dig, and crafts. Mead High School and 4-H Group is helping with a trap shoot. The event starts at 1 p.m. and runs until 4 and aims to encourage kids to spend more time outdoors. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Revenue announced on Monday that total tax collections for April 2023 were $1.3 billion. That's $30.1 million below the estimate, and the total tax collections were down 14.7% from April of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $593.5 million, $76 million below the estimate, and $425.3 million below what was collected in April of 2022. Part of the decrease in the individual income tax receipts is attributable to having two fewer processing days after the April 18th due date than in April of 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $354.2 million, $50.2 million more than the month's estimate, and 150.4% more than April of 2022. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said the lower individual income tax receipts and higher corporate income tax receipts reflect the impact of the SALT Parity Act, which allows owners of pass-through entities to elect to have the pass-through income taxed at the entity level rather than at the entity owner level. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $308.6 million, which is $2.2 million below the estimate and down $1.4 million from April 2022. And the continued impact of reducing the food sales tax can be seen in the year-over-year decrease in the combined sales and compensating use tax collections. Kansas lawmakers sent the governor a contentious school spending bill on Friday that lets more families use state tax dollars to pay for private schools. The bill spends more than $6.3 billion on K-12 public schools, and it includes $7.5 million in additional funding for special education, which is about one-tenth of what Governor Kelly proposed in her budget. The bill expands the state's tax credit scholarship program, something supporters see as a school choice and detractors frame as a diversion of money from public schools. It raises income eligibility for the scholarship to 250% of the federal poverty level, or about $75,000 a year for a family of four. And it also increases the tax credit for contributions from 70 to 75%. As lawmakers wrapped up their veto session, the Kansas House approved the school spending bill 83-37, and the Senate approved it at 23-16, sending the bill on to Governor Kelly. However, she has repeatedly said she believes state education dollars ought to go to public schools. To override a veto, 84 votes are needed in the House and 27 in the Senate. Conservatives say they want to give more families an alternative to public schools, which they say are failing some kids. They pushed against arguments that the program undermines public schools. Opponents, including school superintendents, teachers' unions, the Kansas Board of Education, and the Kansas Association of School Boards, say the school choice measures are an attempt to defund public schools. They also say there's no evidence the voucher program works or that students do better academically in private schools. During an education conference committee on Friday morning, lawmakers removed a portion of the bill that would have required school districts to create a parent portal on their website to list, among other things, curriculum, textbooks, and required reading books. The bill also allows private school or homeschool students to participate in sports and other activities at public schools. It gives the Kansas legislature the right of first refusal to acquire any property sold by a school district, and it also would allow local school districts to pay school board members with any salaries or stipends coming out of the district's budget. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, are now accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dryland no-till, dryland tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. A complete field of 10 or more continuous acres planted in the sorghum seed variety named on the entry form will be designated as the contest field. The contestants must harvest and report at least 1.5 contiguous acres, and harvest reports are made available to contestants beginning May 1st. All completed forms must be received at the NSP office or postmarked no later than November 25th. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of their entry, and more than one member of a family can enroll, but each person must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only. National and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Friday, April 28th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson and Garrett Beidler. Kelvin Edgett spoke with the commission about his concerns with the property cleanup earlier this month, and Kelvin stated to the commission that the property was cleaned and, in his opinion, damaged in the process. The commission informed Kelvin they operated under the direction of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and the case was brought by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for violations. The April 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were signed and approved. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste gave a report on the recent well testing. Ted stated that the belief is that the contaminants are coming from the soil sediment versus the water. and more testing will be required to monitor the wells that are showing high level of contaminants. Ted also spoke about the need for a small pump to assist with leachate water in the cell. Ted then reported that last week the department had a small fire due to a lithium battery that was improperly disposed of. And Ted stated that he continues to run ads and tries to educate the public on the importance of property disposal. The discussion was then held on the purchase of a secure box for batteries in order that they could be shipped for disposal. Foley Equipment provided a bid for the 816F2 compactor. The quote provided was $14,769.24, which included the travel, removal, and installation of the blade, repair the wheel, and remove and install the axle housing assembly on the front. Commissioner Thompson made a motion to approve the bid with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed 2-0. Leslie Fonenstill with the Norton County Health Department reported that she's working on a grant that will assist with the purchase of a vision spot screener. Leslie said she felt the spot screener would be a good addition to the health department and utilized often. Sheriff Troy Thompson spoke with the commission about a recent notification from the city attorney on revisiting the county-city agreement for jail communication services. After discussion, the commission informed the county attorney, Melissa Schoen, to send the city a letter explaining the county feels the current agreement is more than fair. Jeff Stewart, Jim Reiner, and Cody Ward with the Kansas Department of Transportation were in to discuss a couple of road construction projects that will begin soon. The first project discussed was a bridge replacement on Highway 9 that will require a detour, and the Kansas Department of Transportation will send the county a plan for detour roads and maintenance of those roads. Also discussed was the detour to be used during the construction of Highway 36 through Norton. Eagles Club Road is the designated route. However, the county has concerns with traffic and how the road will hold up. The county has also received a letter from Penco Engineering on the replacement of several road signs, and the county commission has concerns with the expense this is going to create for the county and question reimbursement. Jeff stated that he will try to secure some payment for the county. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development informed the commission that the community has been awarded a $1,080,000 grant for the Norton County Economic Development Housing Project, and the grant will require $360,000 minimum match requirement, which has been secured. The grant is being awarded by the Kansas Department of Commerce. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the April 17, 2023 minutes with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until May 8th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Despite the rains of this past week, fall crop planting has remained ahead of schedule, and the condition of the wheat crop continues a downward trend. The latest numbers from National Ag Statistics show that 61% of the Kansas wheat crop has jointed, near 64% last year, and behind 68% for the five-year average. 11% of the crop has headed near 9 last year and 8 for the average. The condition of the crop is rated at 64% poor to very poor, 2 points lower than last week, 23% fair, and 13% good to excellent. 34% of the state's corn crop has been planted, near 33% last year and 32% for the 5-year average. 10% of the crop has emerged, near 7 last year and 8 average. 14% of the Kansas soybean crop has been planted, near 10 last year and ahead of the 6% average. 2% of the state's sorghum has been planted, near 1 last year and the average. Kansas cotton crop planting has also started with 1% planted last week. Topsoil moisture is rated at 67% short to very short versus 76% last week and 33% adequate to surplus. Subsoil moisture is rated 80% short to very short, the same as last week, and 20% adequate. New data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows farm sector debt tied to real estate is expected to be at a record high of $375.9 billion in 2023. Farm sector real estate debt has been increasing continuously since 2009 and is expected to reach an amount that is 87.5% higher in 2023 compared with 2009 in inflation-adjusted dollars. Real estate debt now far outpaces debt that is not secured by a mortgage. This has been a check of agriculture news headlines. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair weather, comfortable temperatures for the next few days as high pressure settles in over the central plains. No rain in the forecast for Kansas until about midweek when we have another low due in. Daytime highs will be on a slow warming trend for the next few days. Next up, we have a low that will be developing over the panhandles late Wednesday into Thursday, bringing scattered showers and a few thunderstorms just about statewide. We have better rain chances for much of our state on Thursday night into Friday. In the meantime, sunny and mild and a little gusty today. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over the central plains, and we have a nearly stationary frontal boundary from eastern Colorado down through the panhandles and into the southern plains. Strong low pressure is up over the Great Lakes and our next system moving into the Pacific Northwest. Around our area, it should be sunny the rest of today. The wind will be picking up out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour and occasionally gusting as high as 30. Pretty nice daytime highs, though, mostly 60s and low 70s. Overnight stays clear with a batch of slightly cooler air moving in, so it will be chilly, mid-30s to mid-40s statewide. High pressure will stay in place on Tuesday, moving south out of the Dakotas and into Kansas, with that frontal boundary still in place to our west. About the same temperatures for tomorrow with 60s and 70s. Breezy and sunny skies, but we do have a slight chance of a late-day shower in the southwest counties Tuesday night and Wednesday. This afternoon in the northwest counties, right around 70 with mid to upper 30s overnight, mid to upper 60s north central, and tonight low to mid 30s. Low to mid 60s northeast, and we're in the upper 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid 70s today and low 40s overnight. Upper 60s and low 70s south central, tonight we're in the low 40s. Upper 60s southeast and upper 30s and low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make.
Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades taking place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabos, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
Valley Vet Supply. And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day, and the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.